Okay. So that's how Rabbi Akiva Eiger learned. Rabbi Akiva Eiger learned that everyone agrees it's a mitzvah to do teshbisu, and the only machlokes is how generous are we in terms of methods. And therefore, when we paskin like the Chachamim, it's really a very small psak. The psak basically is that you're allowed to be makil. You're allowed to destroy it in any way. You're not, you know, you're not limited to sreifa. You can destroy it in any way. That's pashtus the machlokas. What bothers Rabbi Akiva Eiger is the fact that the Torah writes that there's a big nafkamina between them. If you burn it and you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so then the din is that whatever's left afterwards, parim chadashos bo lekan. It's nasis mitzvasa, it's a new entity, and you can get hana from it. So if you would burn your chametz completely down to ashes, and then there's still some residual heat, so you can roast a marshmallow on it. Because the ashes, it's nasis mitzvasa. But if you hold like the chachamim, who hold hashpasasu b'chol davar, so then if you burn it, you can't get hana from the ashes afterwards. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger does not understand why. Akiva Eiger says, I understand. In the Mishnah, in Temura, there's two categories. There's Nisrafin and Nikbarin. Nisrafin means things that you have to destroy. Nikbarim means things that you don't have to destroy. You just have to get it out of the way so you don't make a mistake. You know, you don't leave a cheeseburger lying on the counter. Someone's going to eat it. So you need to put it away somewhere. There's no mitzvah to destroy it, though. You just have to, it's good advice to you to get rid of it, to put it away somewhere. Okay, so that's when you're dealing with Nisrafin versus Nikbarin. But when you look at the machlokas by Chametz, seemingly everyone would put it in the category of Nisrafin when we're talking on the lomdus level. Meaning everyone agrees it's a mitzvah to destroy it. Just a question, do you destroy it with fire? Or can you destroy it in other ways also? But the Torah thinks that of course we should say nasas mitzvasa, whether you destroy it with burning it, and whether you're Rabbi Yehuda or you're the Chachamim, even according to the Chachamim, if you burn it, you did the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Tashbisu. You did the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Why shouldn't the Afer be mutter afterwards? Okay, you weren't locked into doing Sreifa Dafka. Who cares if you weren't locked into doing Sreifa Dafka? You had other methods, but Lamaisa, you burned it. You did the job. Now you should be able to get Hana from the ashes. So in order to answer that question, the Rav Chaim has a big chiddush. The machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is not about how to be mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu. I'm going to say this very carefully. Not a machlokas how to do the mitzvah of Tashbisu, but rather a machlokas is Tashbisu really a mitzvah? Rabbi Yehuda holds, yes, Tashbisu is a mitzvah. And therefore, the way you're mekayim that mitzvah, I'll tell you how. The Torah has to give advice, right? The Torah can't just tell us to do mitzvahs and then not tell us how to do them. The Torah tells us to do Sreifa. But according to the Chachamim, this is the big Chiddush of Rav Chaim, there is no mitzvah of Tashbisu. If we're giving like a Hakdamashir to Psachim, and we wanted to say, okay, there are a bunch of different mitzvahs associated with Chametz. There's a mitzvah or Isser of Bal Yerubah Yematzeh. There's a din, you're not allowed to eat Chametz. We would also include in that list that you're not allowed to that there's a mitzvah to destroy chametz. The mitzvah is called tashbisu. That is true only according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to the Chachamim, there is no mitzvah of tashbisu. Meaning, let's talk in lomdish temura terms for a second. Rabbi Akiva Eiger understood that both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim basically put chametz in the category of the nisrafin, which means things that have an actual chiyuv to destroy them. But according to Rav Chaim, we would put chametz, the mitzvah of tashbisu, more in the category of nikbarim. There's no actual mitzvah to destroy chametz. There's an isser to own chametz. And therefore, it's in your best interest to destroy it. But you don't have a chiyuv to destroy your chametz. That's the beautiful mahalach of Rav Chaim, to save the Torah, one second, Johnny, save the Torah from Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha. Now, the Rambam uses this Mahalach now and uses this to explain the kasha we opened up with on the Rambam. Before we get there, I'm going to take Johnny's question, but let me just say out very quickly, though, according to Rav Chaim, it emerges that there are three nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. Nafkamina number one is the Efer mutter or not? According to Rabbi Yehuda, yes, because you did a mitzvah. Once you do a mitzvah, the Efer becomes mutter. According to the Chachamim, you didn't do a mitzvah. You were smart by getting rid of your chametz, because that way you're not over on an iser of owning chametz. But you didn't do a mitzvah. It's not nasas mitzvah, so that's one. Nafkamina number two, can you have a goy do it for you? If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, no, you can't have a goy do a mitzvah for you. What, a goy is going to shake a lulav for you? A goy is going to put on tefillin for you? A goy is going to say kaddish, is going to be the chazan for you? So a goy can't destroy your chametz. It's a mitzvah. It's true. Everyone agrees there's an isser out there called bayirah bayimatzei, which is owning chametz. So you should get rid of your chametz no matter what. And if you can't do it yourself, you might as well get a goy to do it. But you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah tashbisu then. Because there's a mitzvah called tashbisu, and you're not doing it. A goy is doing it. But if you learn like the chachamim, lefi rav chaim, there's no mitzvah of tashbisu. Tashbisu is just another aveira of owning chametz. It's like bayirah bayimatzei. You think about it. The Torah could have just said Bal Yirah. It had Bal Yirah. It added Bal Yimatzeh. So we already have two Isurim. And Tashbisu is another one. We now have a third. So that's according to Rav Chaim. That's the second Nafkamina. What was the third Nafkamina? Anyone remember? What was the third Nafkamina?
If you didn't have Chametz right before Pesach.
Excellent. Very good. If you didn't have chametz right before Pesach, do you need to go out and buy chametz? So there is an opinion quoted in the Bali Tosfos that there's an inyan to go out and get chametz in order so that you can destroy it on Erev Pesach. Why in the world would you say such a thing? If you learn like Rabbi Yehuda, so Barur, it's a mitzvah. You should go do it so you can do a mitzvah. But if you learn like the Chachamim, then it would be foolish to do such a thing. Okay, those are our three nafkamina. Johnny, question.
According to Rav Chaim, he's saying that the whole purpose of tashbis is only so that you get rid of the chametz.
Correct.
Right? So why
there's
is there
no
a din of actually?
Don't say mitzvah. There's no mitzvah of tashbis.
The inyan of tashbis is only so that you don't actually own it.
There's an iser to own chametz. Right.
So why does it matter then that you actually destroy the chametz? As in the Rambam says. No, but the Rambam says that if you're going to throw it into the ocean and it's not going to like disintegrate quickly within the ocean itself, then you need to crumple it up and then throw it in. Why should it make a difference whether or not it actually gets destroyed or not if the whole point is that you shouldn't own it? If I throw it into the ocean, I'm not going to get it back.
But maybe it's still yours if it's still intact. If you ran out of
Shalavim, why should it be crumpled to make a difference then?
If you ran out of Shalavim and you left a wafer in your room, so your chametz is sitting in Shalvim. You can't get to it. The borders are sealed.
That's different than if there's a wafer on like the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, though.
I hear, but I would say that just because it's in a place where you can't get to doesn't mean that it's not yours. It's still yours. If you say, you know, but I was mafkirit, that's a whole different thing if you went ahead and you were mafkirit. But if you were not mafkirit.
Isn't that what throwing into the ocean kind of implies?
So you might want to say that the act of throwing in is an act that shows hefker. So then we have to get into what kind of hefker do we need. Sometimes hefker requires three people. Sometimes hefker requires a statement. So it could be that in a chanami, by putting my iPhone, I don't know, outside my house, it's basically an act of hefker, but it doesn't necessarily mean halachically it's been hefker. Okay, let's go back to the Rambam. So the Rambam, this all started because the Rambam had a kasha. We had a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam said in Halacha Gimel, Parak Aleph Halacha Gimel, that you don't get malchus for not destroying your chametz. If you go out and you buy chametz, if you go out and you make chametz, so then you get malchus. But if you leave your chametz in your house, you don't get malchus because it's a lav shem b'maisa. Asks the whole world, but wait a second, even if I buy chametz, it's still a lav hanitak le'esei. It's still a lav that can be fixed. How is it a lav that can be fixed? Because there's a mitzvah of tashbisu. And the mitzvah of tashbisu is to destroy your chametz. So if I go ahead and I destroy my chametz, I just fix the lav. So says Rav Chaim now, now that we developed this yisod, we can answer that question. It's not a kasha on the Rambam. Because the Rambam Lishitaso paskins like who? Like the Chachamim. And if he paskins like the Chachamim, what does that mean? That means there is no mitzvah of Tashbisu. Tashbisu is not a mitzvah. When do we say Lav Ani Takla Esay? When I steal an object, Benji. So we said that there's an assay to go and return it. That's an actual assay. But if Tashbisu, if I paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's an assay to destroy your chametz, so then the assay of destroying your chametz fixes the lav of owning chametz, of Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotzeh. So then we have a Gevaldik Akasha on the Rambam. How can the Rambam say you get Malkus for buying chametz? Buying chametz is at worst Bal Yiro and Bal Yimotzeh. And I could fix that by doing Tashbisu. That's if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. But if you hold like the Chachamim, there's no mitzvah assay to go destroy chametz. There's a lav to have chametz, like Bayra and Bahimatzeh. So I haven't fixed anything by doing Tashbisu. Tashbisu is not an assay which is nitak to the lav. It's not a lav, a nitak l'assay. And therefore, there's no kasha on the Rambam. Ad kan divrei Rav Chaim. Good? Yeah, let's get a thumbs up, thumbs down. Good, good. Yair? Yair, we don't see your thumb. Okay, good. Johnny? Eitan, we don't see anything. We're going to assume that there's a thumbs up, though. Benji? The two Benjis are next to each other on my screen. I don't know about you, by you guys. It's very nice. Abaye, Tzvi? Yeah, we're good. Okay, Zach, Avi, Daniel, Alicia, Yisrael, Miriam, Binny. Okay, we have everybody. Everybody's covered. Excellent. Oh, and Yisrael, Yispa. Okay, good. Excellent. Very good. Where are you? In Shalvim still?
No, in the airport.
In the airport. Wow, beautiful. Very nice. Okay, good. Safe flight. Oh, Dean.
Yeah.
Dean, excellent.
I'm here. Yeah.
How we doing? Good?
I'm good, yeah. Holding up.
Okay, excellent. Very good.
Hey, how do I get on mute?
I can mute you. I'll mute you. Hold on a second. There you go. You're muted. All right. So the Rav notes a little bit of a problem with this Rambam, with this Mahalach of Rav Chaim, with his grandfather. Where's my Rambam? Ah, there we go. If you take a look at the Rambam, so the Rambam, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, you know, it's a very nice idea. So according to the Rambam, there's really no mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu. It's really just an Isser saseh. It's really a lav. It's written as an saseh, but that's not really what it is. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a mitzvah saseh, but not according to the Chachamim. And the Rambam pass one's like the Chachamim. And that's why Bal Yiro Bal Yimotzeh is not nitak l'essay, because there is no essay called Tashbisu. So that's really great until you read the very beginning of the second perek of Hilchos Chametz Matzah. Says the Rambam, mitzvah asay. Let me read that again. Mitzvah asay min haTorah lehashpis haChametz kodem zman iser. Achil also. There's a mitzvah asay to destroy your chametz before the iser sets in, as it says, "Biyomer Rishon Tashbisu Sor Mibat Eser," as it says explicitly in the pasuk. And in case that's not a good enough explicit lashon, if you take a look in Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, and how do you do it? Mahi Hashpasa. So you do bittul and you turn it into nothing, and then midivrei sofrim, you have to go find it, search and destroy. When you read these Rambams, the Rav pointed out, it's very clear that there's a mitzvah saseh called Tashbisu. How can you say that there's no mitzvah saseh called Tashbisu? That is the Rav's kasha on Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim's mahalach is very nice if you don't read the Rambam. But as soon as you read the Rambam in the second perek, you see very clearly that there's a mitzvah called Tashbisu. So the Rav says that you have to save, obviously, Rav Chaim. So how does he come and he saves Rav Chaim? He wants to argue that according to the Chachamim, there's really two different dinim, two different stages in the din of Tashbisu. Before the Zman Isser kicks in, there's an absolute chiyuv biyadayim to destroy the chametz. But once the Isser sets in, and once we're holding by Pesach, and there's an Isser of chametz, so there's no longer a chiyuv to destroy your chametz. Your mitzvah to destroy your chametz was before Pesach, so that you don't enter Pesach with chametz. Then you had an actual mitzvah to destroy chametz. But once Pesach begins, there's no longer a mitzvah asay to destroy chametz. Rather, what is there? Now there's just an isser asay. And now you have to get rid of your chametz, but only so that you don't keep owning chametz. When there's an isser to own chametz, tashbisu takes the form of an isser asay. But before Pesach starts, it's not going to be an isser asay because there's no isser yet. At that point, it's a asay biyodayim to destroy this chametz. And the Rav pointed out that it's super meduyuk in the Rambam. Because if you look in Perek Beis, what does the Rambam say? Mitzvah saseh min haTorah, lahashpis hachometz, kodem zman iser. In Perek Beis, he's clearly talking about on Erev Pesach. And that's where he says that there's a mitzvah to destroy chametz. But if you look back in Halach Perek Aleph Halach Gimel, where this all this began, there, what does he talk about? He says, Im hayelo chametz kodem haPesach, uba Pesach velo biaro, elahinichu bershuso. Or if we go to the beginning of that halacha, he says, if you're kana chametz bi-Pesach, if you acquire chametz on Pesach, so where was the whole problem with the Rambam? That it sounded like the Rambam, oh, it should be a mitzvah anitak lese. It should be a lav anitak lese. That was an Aleph Gimel. That's talking about on Pesach. On Pesach, there's no mitzvah saseh to destroy your chametz. But on Erev Pesach, that's where he wants to be mechadesh, that there is a mitzvah saseh to destroy your chametz. Now, I'll take your question in a second, Jonah. The Rav pointed out as well, I think, in the piece that I gave you, if I remember correctly, that if you look back at the koteret of the Rambam, that's the beginning of the Rambam halachos, where he describes the mitzvos he's going to be discussing in this set of halachos. So over there in Otz Beis, he says that there's two different girsos in the Rambam. One is lahashpis su'or miyom arba asar. It's a mitzvah to destroy your chametz from the 14th, right? The 14th is Erev Pesach. Excuse me, Pesach is the 15th. Erev Pesach is the 14th. So if the right girsa in the Rambam is to destroy your chametz may Erev Pesach, miyom arba asar, so then it's going to be hard to say what we're saying in the Rambam, because that means that there's a mitzvah starting from Erev Pesach. But if you have the girsa the way we have it, lahashpis su'or biyom arba asar, so then the Rambam is explicit that the mitzvah's asay to destroy chametz is dafka on the 14th. It's dafka on Erev Pesach. And what comes out, according to the Rav, that means, is that for Rabbi Yehuda, the Isser of chametz is consistent, the mitzvah of Tashbisu is consistent throughout Pesach. On Erev Pesach, you have an actual mitzvah's asay to destroy your chametz, and that continues on Pesach. You always have a mitzvah to actively destroy it by burning it. But if you learn like the Chachamim, which is how we paskin, so there's a very funky thing happens here. On Erev Pesach, there's a mitzvah to destroy your chametz. That's the preparation for Pesach. You have a mitzvah saseh to destroy your chametz. But once Pesach begins, there's no longer a mitzvah saseh to destroy. You lost your chance to do that mitzvah. Now you have to get rid of your chametz. Why? Only in order to avoid the isser asay of owning chametz. Okay, we have a question. Yair, we still have one last nekuda we have to speak out, which is super geschmack, so I want to get to it. So go ahead, Yair.
Yeah, just why can't it be that miyom arba means that from the 14th is when you can start, and then just by the 15th, you have to, there's no mitzvah anymore. Like, why is miyom a problem for the Rambam?
Well, miyom makes it sound like it's starting then.
And continuing for and good?
I mean, obviously not forever, because it doesn't go past Pesach. But right. The idea is, if you have the girsa of biyom, then it works out perfectly. Yeah, Daniel.
Does Rabbi Yehuda not say it's offered to own chametz on Pesach?
For sure it is. Bal yirum, bal yimatzeh. You have already two isurim on the books that make that usher. The question is Tashbisu also speaking to that? That's the question. Meaning, just like bal yirum, bal yimatzeh is really doubling down. There's already an isur bal yirum. What do you need bal yimatzeh for? Because it's very machmir, so we make two isurim. According to Rav Chaim, according to the Chachamim, Tashbisu is an additional isur. Bal yirum, bal yimatzeh, and Tashbisu. But as the Rav clarifies, Rav Chaim only meant that once Yontivs began. Everyone's going to agree that on Erev Yontiv, there's a mitzvah asay to destroy your chametz. So the Rav took Rav Chaim's mahalach and sort of like slashed it in half. Okay, Jonah.
according to this new mahalach by the Rav, then does the argument between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim go back to just being a simple methodology of burning your chomet, getting rid of your chomet?
On Erev Pesach. Exactly. On Erev Pesach, it's just the machlokas of how generous are we with methods of destroying your chametz.
And on Pesach?
Pesach begins, now Rabbi Yehuda, it remains a mitzvah saseh to destroy your chametz. But for the Chachamim, now it's not a mitzvah at all. Now it's really just an iser aseh. It's not a mitzvah anymore.
Wait. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Chachamim on Pesach, then now the Rambam still poses a problem.
No, because for the Rambam, Lamaisa.
Oh, he's now, before Pesach.
Right, exactly. Avi.
How could Rabbi Yehuda say that the mitzvah of Tashbisu continues during Pesach? If it continues, it must be that he owns chametz over Pesach.
That's right. If you open up your sock drawer and you say, "Oh my gosh, I left a sandwich in here," so according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have a mitzvah saseh to burn that sandwich. When people find chametz on Pesach, some people are noheg to be machmir to dafka burn it, because that's the shita according to Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass it like that way. We hold you could just flush it down the toilet. But some people dafka burn it to be kind of mitzvah according to Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, Johnny. Jonathan.
So this means that all the nafkaminas that we said before, like, go out the window?
No, they still apply on Shabbat. They still apply on Pesach.
Well, on Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda definitely wouldn't tell you to go buy chametz for the sake of being able to burn it.
Correct. But the other two apply, according to this.
But before Pesach, though.
Seemingly then everyone it would sound like everyone would agree that there's a mitzvah to destroy the chametz biyadayim.
But didn't we say, I forgot what we said yesterday, where it was like Rabbi Akiva Eger Lashitaso on someone.
That was regarding a goy.
Right.
The Magen Avraham says you can have a goy destroy your chametz for you, and Rabbi Akiva Eger asked on that.
And is that also talking about?
So you're right. So according to that, Rabbi Akiva Eger did not understand like this. This is all the Rav explaining Rav Chaim. According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, everyone always holds, both on Erev and on Yontif itself, that it's a kumva aseh. It's just a machlokas, how to destroy the chametz. But everyone agrees it's a mitzvah aseh. So that's why Rabbi Akiva Eger doesn't understand how you can have a guy do it for you.
Right, no, but I'm saying, but we were trying to answer that Magen Avraham was reading the same that Rav Chaim.
Magen Avraham is not learning like the Rav's understanding of Rav Chaim. Correct. Very good.
Okay.
Correct. Okay. Last thing I want to point out, which is just an excellent Ara from the Chazon Ish. Now, the Chazon Ish, you should know, was learned in a very different style than Rav Chaim. He wasn't into all of this like fancy lomdus, you know, chakiras, cheftzegavras. He was much more into just like a straight analysis. So he wrote Hasagas on Sefer Rav Chaim. If you open up to the back of the nice big Rav Chaims, so there's a good, you know, 20 pages of Hasagas from the Chazon Ish. So he has an awesome Hasaga. It's a little bit of a cheshbin, but once you get it, it's very, very nice. He wants to bring a raya that against Rav Chaim, that everybody agrees. Now, in the end of the day, this might work out with the Rav's understanding of Rav Chaim, this might work out. But he's going into straight understanding of Rav Chaim. He asks like this. He says, I have a slam dunk raya that the Chachamim hold its mamish a mitzvah saseh b'yadayim to destroy your chametz. I have a slam dunk. Right? According to Rav Chaim, the mitzvah is only according to Rav Yehuda. According to the Chachamim, there is no mitzvah. It's just an isra aseh. He says, I have a raya that the Chachamim hold its mitzvah saseh. And it comes from the Gemara on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says like this. We had in the Mishnah the two Shitas, Rabbi Yehuda versus the Chachamim. The Gemara fills in for us and tells us a little bit more of the back and forth between them. So the Braisa says like this. Rabbi Yehuda said, the way you destroy Chametz is through Shreifa. And he says, and I have a Kal v'chomer. Because by the din of Nosar, leftover Karbanos, where there's no special Isser of Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotzeh, Ta'un Srefa, Chometz, Sheyeshnu b'Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotzeh, but Chometz, which has an Isser of Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotzeh. So isn't Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotzeh, isn't it Pashit then, Lo Kol Shekein, that it should require Srefa? So Amru Lo, so he said back to him, the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Yehuda, "Kol din shata dun tchilasu lahachmer v'sof lahakel eno din." You're making a bad Kal v'chomer. You know why? Because it's going to end up leading to a kula. Really, what's the kula? Lo matza etzim l'sarfo ye yoshev u'bato v'atora amra tashpisu sormi bateichem. Says, I don't understand. What happens if you can't find any firewood to burn your chametz? Then what's going to happen? You're going to sit back and be batel? The Torah says tashpisu, destroy your chametz. Behold, and that's what we hold. Do whatever you can. Flush it down the toilet. Throw it to the wind. Just destroy it. What is the hasaga of the Chachamim? So again, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, "What you made? You have this Kal v'chomer that you have to burn it. What happens if you don't have firewood? Then you're not going to be able to burn it. So therefore, it must be that you have other ways to destroy your chametz." So asks the Chazon Ish, "What in the world were the Chachamim saying? Do they really think that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't have any firewood, you're just going to sit there and not destroy your chametz? What about Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotzeh? Of course you're going to, okay, you can't fulfill Tashbisu, the Seder, but you still have an Isser Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotzeh. Of course you have to get rid of your chametz. So it's Pashut you're going to get rid of it. How are you going to get rid of it? I don't know, you'll get a guy to do it. You'll throw it in the ocean. Of course you're going to get rid of it. So the Chachamim were saying to Rabbi Yehuda as follows. You're going to end up leading to a kula because you're not going to destroy your chametz. What do you mean you're not going to destroy your chametz? Of course you're going to destroy your chametz. Rather, what did they mean? They meant you're going to destroy your chametz and not be mekayim a mitzvah. Of course you're going to get rid of it. Now, if the Chachamim hold, like Rav Chaim says, that there's no mitzvah to destroy your chametz, you just have to get rid of it. So what was their attack on Rabbi Yehuda? He's saying the same thing as them. They hold, just get rid of it. You're not mekayim mitzvah, but get rid of it. So they're saying back to him, oh, your shita stinks. You know why? Because if you don't have any firewood, you're not going to be able to do anything. What do you mean you're not going to be able to do anything? Of course you're going to be able to get rid of your chametz. You have to get rid of your chametz. No, but what they meant was you're not going to be mekayim mitzvah. Meaning, according to us, when you throw it in the ocean, you'll be mekayim mitzvah. But according to you, you limit it to burning. If you can't burn it, what are you going to do? You're going to throw it in the ocean then. And you're not going to be mekayim mitzvah. So what do you see the Chachamim held? You see that according to the Chachamim, avada your mekayim mitzvah when you destroy it. Or else they wouldn't have a hasaga on, they wouldn't have a hasaga on Rav Yehuda because they'd be saying the same thing. They would both be saying, just get rid of it and you're not mekayim mitzvah with that. Okay, we have around 20 seconds left in this year. So I'm going to let you chew on that. You look at I sent you the Chazon Ish. Read it inside. It takes a while. You got to say it over a few times. But when you get it and it's really beautiful. And Amir Tzashem, I'm going to send you a new makoros. We're going to start a new sugya for tomorrow, a lighter sugya. This was a heavier sugya. We're going to start a little bit of a nicer sugya, lighter, sweeter sugya. No, sweeter, but a lighter sugya, Amir Tzashem, tomorrow. So I don't know when we're about to get cut off, but you all look beautiful. It's great to see everyone. Lots of hatzlacha, and we'll see.